Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, one of the members of the New York Jets. They're going through the mandatory mini camps, and that's the wide receiver, Jermaine Kearse. Jermaine, Joe, and Evan, how you doing?
Hi, Jermaine. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So do you
Good.
Like these camps? I mean, is it exciting to be back with the guys? How do you feel about it as a player?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have an opportunity to be around your teammates and start building on things that you want to be successful in for the season. And, you know, it starts in the off-season activities with OTAs and mini camp. And, you know, the goal is to continue those things throughout the summer and lead into training camp and preseason.
All right, so far, What are your thoughts on A, Sam Darnold, and B, Teddy Bridgewater so far that you've seen, Jermaine?
I think both of them look good. I think all three of our quarterbacks look good. You know, I think we got a good group in that room, and, you know, each guy is, you know, competing out there and getting better. As far as Sam, I feel that he's getting better each day. I see him getting better every day that we go out there. He's feeling more comfortable out there. With Teddy, it's the same thing. You know, he's a very smart football player. And when you see him out there, he knows his reads. He gets the ball out on time, and he anticipates what he sees, which is good for us as receivers. So we have to be where we need to be when we need to be. And Josh has just continued to build off of the year he had last year.
There's a decent chance that McCown will be the starting quarterback. There's a decent chance Teddy will be the starting quarterback. And maybe it's not as high, but there's even a chance Sam Darnold starts the year as the starting quarterback. Is that difficult for you in developing chemistry and wanting to know who that guy is? Because it really could be any one of those three guys on opening day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's what these OTAs and minicamp and coming forward training camp will be for. It's just, you know, we're getting reps with all three quarterbacks, and it's not just one guy that you're going with. You're getting reps with all of them. And so you just try to be in there as much as possible. And you know, obviously all three quarterbacks do things differently than the other. And so you just kind of find those little things that they do differently. And then you just, you know, and then you have those conversations with them and what they see, and you tell them what you see. So, you know, throughout that whole process, you got to talk to them. You got to watch a little bit of film with them and just kind of get their thoughts on, you know, certain situations, and you let them know your thoughts on certain situations so everybody can kind of be on the same page. And obviously that's going to be different with all three of them.
Talking to Jermaine Kearse, of course, of the Jets. All right, so you're a guy that's you won a Super Bowl. You played in a couple Super Bowls in Seattle. What was your thought when you heard that you were being traded from the Seahawks to the Jets? So yeah, I mean, did you fall down on the floor when you heard about this? I mean, how about that, Jermaine?
I mean, it was just kind of a bittersweet moment for, you know, obviously I built the relationships with those guys on the team. But, you know, I knew it was going to be a great opportunity for me to kind of showcase more of my ability than what I was able to do in Seattle. I got more so of an opportunity out here to, you know, show what type of player I am. You know, even though I came into the season, you know, a couple of days before the first game, I think it was just me kind of just stepping on the scene. And I feel, and being able to have a whole off season and, you know, OTAs and mini camp and going through training camp with these guys, I think it's just going to be more beneficial for me to be able to showcase what I can do even more than I did last year.
Going back to your rookie season, because you were a rookie the same year Russell Wilson was a rookie, and he was a third-round pick, and he was so impressive that he ended up being the starting quarterback right away. And I'm sure you were worried about yourself and making the team, but what were your early impressions of Russell Wilson? Could you tell that not only was he going to be a good quarterback, but that he was actually ready to play immediately, which is what he did?
I mean, when I came in, I got a lot of reps with Russell coming in, and you know, I think throughout the preseason and then the whole offseason activity, he was just determined to make the most of his opportunity. You know, at the time, Matt Flynn had just recently signed for a pretty solid contract, and so everybody kind of, you know, thought he was going to be the guy. And then, you know, I think what Russell did really well was just make the most of his opportunities. And so when we got into the preseason and training camp, that's exactly what he did.
Jermaine, you look at the receiving core, you know, obviously Robbie Anderson is back again, had a breakthrough year last year. But you've added a couple guys now. I mean, obviously you got Terrell Pryor is there now. You got Anunoa's coming back. How about the state of this receiving core now this year?
I think we're in a really good place. We got a lot of good playmakers in our room, and, you know, we make it a statement to just, you know, go out there and have fun with each other, but we're going to push each other. You know, we want our group to be the best that it can be, and then I think that competition, you know, kind of excels that, but also, you know, doing it together. We understand, you know, not everybody's going to be on the team, and but at the same day, we want everybody to excel, and I think that's a testament of our group. It's just to go out there and compete to the best of our ability.
Are you noticing a difference with Bates' promotion out of offensive coordinator? Any differences with this offense, with him controlling it?
Just more so that we're going to try to establish a run. You know, I think that's something that's more of an emphasis this year, is to try to get the run game going more to kind of open up the pass game. So I think that would be probably one of the bigger differences.
Jermaine, back-to-back 5-11 seasons. You guys started out 3-2 last year, then it kind of went south after that. Some very tough losses, games you probably should have won. But how about this team now going into this season? Do you see this team maybe somehow getting into the playoffs this year? How about that?
You just take it one day at a time. You know, the season is a couple months away. I think the biggest thing is just focus on the present. You know, is how can we get better today to kind of get to that point? I feel like the moment you start looking ahead is when you miss out the opportunity that's in front of you. And so I think, you know, the main focus for us is, you know, this mini camp and what we can do during this mini camp to help us achieve that goal. I think just focus on what we have in front of us, and as the days go, you know, we just could take it one day at a time, and I think that would be very beneficial for us as we get into the season, as where we would just take it one game at a time.
So who do you think is going to start week one, if you had to guess?
I don't make those decisions. I think it's a little too early to even kind of come up with an answer for you. So I think, you know, as we get into training camp, that's where you really start to see who's kind of making strides. Mm. I think right now it's just way too early to even, you know, have a thought of that possibility.
Teddy looks good and looks healthy, because that's the thing. I mean, I saw the clip of him talking the other day, and I felt for him, the emotion that he had to go through dealing with what was just a catastrophic injury a couple of years ago and fighting his way back, which he was able to do and play. But he looks good watching him out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a testament to his grit, you know, his just ability to, you know, face adversity and fight, like you said, fight through all of that and be able to come back out here and just compete. And that's exactly what he's doing out there on the field. I mean, he's out there competing. When he gets his opportunities, he's making the most of every one of them. And that's all you really can ask out of someone, is just to make the most opportunities, and when you get your chance, to do your best with it.
What do you think of the head coach? What's your thoughts on him?
Coach Bowles?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Coach Bowles. I mean, we get to see a different side of Coach Bowles, the more player-connected coach. You guys get the mundane Coach Bowles.
We do.
And which is okay. He's not a guy that's going to be all out there in the media, but when we get into the practice field and you get to have those conversations with him, you see a little more of his personality and who he is. And I enjoy playing for him.
He seems very different than the former head coach you had, Pete Carroll. I mean, they seem like couldn't be any more different with the way their personalities are.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Pete, he's more energized out there. You see, he's more out there, I guess you can say. Coach Bowles is a little more reserved in front of you guys. I mean, sometimes you guys get a little splash of his personality here and there. As far as Pete is just going to – he's high energy. He's always going to show that. Coach Bowles just doesn't show you guys that much.
Mm. Are you still mad at Carroll for not giving the ball to Marshawn? You make this unbelievable catch, okay? Like one of the great catches in Super Bowl history, but it's forgotten because he doesn't give the ball to Marshawn.
Yeah, what can you do?
You can rip him now. You're not playing for him anymore, right?
I mean, it is what it is.
Do you think about that game often? Is that something that you've already put out of your mind, or you think about that every once in a while, that game?
I don't really think about it too much because I still got opportunities as in when I'm in the league to get another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You do have one. That's got to help.
Yeah, you have one already. Right,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, as you guys should know, this is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league. And so, I mean, I haven't really even thought about the Super Bowl that I've won, you know, because as the next year comes, it's always chasing that next one. Nobody cares that, you know, that you won a Super Bowl last year, a couple years ago. It's all about what you have in front of you. And it's another opportunity to get a Super Bowl this year. And so that's the focus. Maybe when I get done playing and I retire.
Right.
But as long as I'm playing, that's always the focus.
Well, you get one here,
man. No, forget about it. It's only been 50 years. Yeah. I don't know if anybody's told you that, if you're aware of that, Jermaine, that this franchise has not even sniffed a Super Bowl for 50 years going into this year. Do you realize that?
No, I haven't, but, I mean, I guess it's time to change that, right?
Change it, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, the pain.
Absolutely. Well, by the way, any worry, because I always think about this as a fan. This is a fan perspective when I hear about mini camps, and I know that it's a lot of work that goes into it, you're developing chemistry and all that, but all I think about as a fan is, oh, my God, everybody's got to stay healthy. Oh, because you hear these stories about guys suffering season-ending injuries while at a mini camp. Do you ever have that in the back of your mind when you're at one of these things that – I don't want to get hurt. I mean, you get hurt in a real game, okay, it happens. But does that go through your mind at all, or you try to keep that out of your mind?
I think the more you think about it, the more accessible you are to getting hurt because then you're going out there timid. You know, so when I'm out there, and it's just it's just a testament. Sometimes you just have those freak accidents where it's a non-contact play or something like that. But, you know, the goal is to take care of your teammates while you're out there and be able to, you know, practice efficiently. Right now, this is a non-contact period. I mean, obviously, we have helmets, but we're not wearing pads. So you would hope to think, you know, just to take care of your teammates while still getting good work out there.
Mm. Well, Jermaine, it's great talking to you. All the best. Have a big year, all right? I mean,
all right.
Looking forward to that this year. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Jermaine.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Jermaine Kearse of the New York Jets. The Mets are underway.
Now, hold on a minute.
Go ahead.
Now, how did they not challenge? This ball hit the ground, didn't it?
So there was a sinking line drive.
I mean, how did they not challenge that play?
Ozzie Albies appears to trap it. Doesn't appear to catch it. They rule that it's caught. There is no challenge. Now, here's my question about a challenge, though. Because to me, it clearly wasn't caught on a fly.
No.
He probably throws the guy out easily. But there was never a throw. There was nothing. Because they ruled it a line drive.
Did Nimmo run it out?
I don't know. But the point is, if you challenge it, what's the call if they rule it wasn't caught? You giving the guy a hit?
I think so.
Why?
Why not? Because you didn't throw the ball.
Yeah, but Joe,
if he didn't run to first base, I don't know if he did or not.
But
now Nimmo runs everything out.
No, I'm sure he did. But aren't you penalizing the Braves for a bad call by the umpire? Because he would have thrown him out. Now, I know you can't assume that, but you see what I'm saying? He was going to be out. It was a routine play. He doesn't throw to first base, Joe, because they rule it's caught on a fly. How could you call it?
I understand what you mean.
That's what I mean.
But come on.
Oh, no. If I'm Mickey, I'm challenging it.
I would have challenged it because, okay, now what do you do? You leave it to interpretation.
Put that on the umps.
Of course.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that.
How do you not challenge that?
I'm more wondering what the end result could possibly be because...
That's fine.
Yeah.
And you make a great point. You're right. He would have threw him out.
But you have to challenge.
But, I mean, if you're Mickey Callaway, you don't see that ball clearly hits the ground first, and you got thrown out yesterday.
Yeah.
What are you afraid? You're not going to get thrown out today?
You know who would have challenged
that? You got to challenge it.
You know who would have challenged that?
Who?
Terry Collins.
Of course. Anybody would have challenged it, except Mickey Callaway.
Except for Mickey.
How do you? Come on.
Terry used to challenge everything.
Oh, my God.
Well, the bottom line is the Mets had a 1-2-3 inning.
And
the ground
so
pitch
is
a 1-2-3 inning. And so the beat rolls on.
Actually got Freddie Freeman out.
Yeah, well, Jake
every now and then.
Every once in a while, miracles happen.
Unbelievable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.